this is a company based in North Yorkshire, and the company were facing several problems. And when they started encountering these problems, they contacted the local business link office. And the business link office broadly analyzed their case and thought that this was a topic which would be of interest to the academics at York University. And once we came to know what exactly the nature of the problem was, we realized that this was something that was not going to be solved in a matter of weeks or days. It was something we had to look at as a matter of 2-3 year horizon. And that's why the knowledge transfer partnership was felt as the best avenue to pursue. It's a company that is in the business of landscaping products. That means they manufacture items from concrete, stone, and other products of aggregate nature, which is used in the construction industry for paving, slabbing, items related to kitchen, general garden equipment, and so on and so forth. So that's broadly what they do. I mean, the company is a small SME, a small medium enterprise, with about 20 odd people. The new managing director's ambition was, what we need is probably a new culture, a new way of thinking. And so he was very keen to say, well, I'm very keen to get a new young graduate who has a new way of thinking, new ideas on board, and so on and so forth. And the person has finished working for them for 2 years. And of course, the company's now offered him a fairly senior position. Obviously, the company, like any other business, wants to increase their sales turnovers. They want to be looking at the export market. They want, of course, increase their profit. They want to make sure the number of employees are safeguarded. And, of course, they want to have a bigger market share. And in all these areas, I can easily quote the numbers, and all are pretty significant changes to the company. Subsequent to this project, we have helped the company to get a few local grants. Now, one grant we have got them is to install robotics in a company. Now, this is a company that used to use chisel and hammers broadly in some form to break stones. The company in 2 years' time is now having robots doing this work. The company also, as a result of this, has applied for a patent now. The company is in the business of concrete manufacturing. Concrete is an extremely non-eco-friendly product. Stones that come from different parts of the world are very heavy. To carry these stones from ports, you need huge trucks. Again, that creates a huge eco footprint in the environment. So the company's question was simple. We can't go down this route forever. We need to think of a way of changing how we produce our products, how we make our products, because we can't rely solely on concrete and stones. And the solution, without going into great details, is something that can be locally sourced, i.e. within Yorkshire, saves the company a lot of money. And the product we are now currently planning to use is a product which broadly is taken down and now currently put in a big dump. We have got many things at different levels. Most business schools in the country generally try to work with big companies. SMEs is generally not what they work with, and so this was something different, new. We have had several case studies from these companies that have been presented to our students. Several students spent their summer projects in the company. Two postgraduate students have graduated with a thesis in this company. Last year, the entire second year cohort used the data sets from the company as part of the project. Some of my final year students are working on projects in this. So we have gained a lot equally, and also it has taught us, because as academics, we are more used to do either solely theoretical research or research with big companies. Knowledge transfer partnership is an excellent model. And the word as it stands, it is knowledge transfer. And it's not just knowledge transfer, it's a partnership between two of them. Okay, so it's really a knowledge flow between two parties. It is a very good mechanism for academics to broadly transfer the theories, the hypotheses, the models they have into industry. Equally, it's an extremely good opportunity for the academics to use data sets from company to validate their theories. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity.